This meeting of the February 23rd, 2017 Civil Service Board is called to order. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
Do I get a second?
Second.
Any corrections? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Next order of business, communications for information. The request in the matter of Jeffrey Hader has been withdrawn. Actions on matters still pending new business.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
I would move that we...
Please turn on your microphone. It's really hard to record if that's not a...
Good point. I would move that we go into executive session. And can I discuss the motion before?
Yes.
Okay. So when acting as an appeal body, the Civil Service Board is acting in a quasi-judicial capacity. And as such, this portion of the board's meeting is not strictly subject to the Open Public Meetings Act, and the board is going into executive session to be able to consult with our attorney prior to hearing this matter before us. However, despite the board acting in a quasi-judicial capacity, we also have the authority to convene an executive session under RCW 42.30.110, subsection F. So I would move that we do so at this time for a half an hour. Probably it won't take that long, but better safe than sorry.
There's a motion. Do I hear a second?
Well, could we have a discussion?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Chair. I think that I agree that we have to convene to executive session at some point in time, but I would actually like to hear the arguments of counsel and then ask counsel some questions about their arguments, and then we'd have all the information that we can consider in executive session. Does that sound okay? Or?
Well, I have a process issue that I want to discuss before we even get there. That's why I made the motion.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Early.
All right.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of going into executive session to last until or it would be 5:35. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are in executive session.
Thank you.
canopy over there for, let me see. They just handed me my script. Right. And so. Oh, she accidentally. All I know is I'm going to be there. It's in here somewhere. And I'm going to continue to meet with staff. So I'll show you my schedule when this is over.
Well, they just continued our favorite thing. So every year they would do a first mile run. And so we got my boat launch, we'd run a mile, and then we crossed the finish line and run down the boat ramp. And it was so fun. Last year they discontinued it, so you just have to jump off it. But there's no problem. No.
I can't see that one.
It's always one of those you never are sure
yeah.
Right when they talk about
it. Son becomes like a jerk.
Yeah, right. So it's like, okay,
oh, yeah.
That's why. The whole revolt thing.
What did I ever do to him?
Yeah.
I tried to raise it right.
I worked for a Associated Grocery Store a couple summers and got
that's like I started to like the table was not that long.
second. It's good to know.
I got it.
Keep my words. Kendall already is locked up. It's worse than he's bet on. So maybe Kendall works the best. I'll fix it. I'm just saying.
So
you get to be my horse. So you got to be well.
Still good.
This meeting is back in order. Do I hear any matters from the board members?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
I would move that we stay this matter pending the resolution of the other administrative matter.
There has been a motion.
A second.
And a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That matter will be stayed. So I appreciate you all coming. And in fact, if you would like to introduce yourself, limited to that, please feel free.
Thank you, Chair Summers. Paul Golding from the City of Tacoma. But what is the basis for this day, can I ask?
Well, that's more than an introduction.
It is more than an introduction.
I don't see any provision for that in the code, so I'm asking that the motion be heard.
Board Madam Member Chair. Heller or Board Member Hansen?
At this point, we do not know if Mr. Griffin is going to pursue a remedy through the courts. And so because we don't know at this point if that's what's going to happen, then we would like to stay the stay until there's a determination as to whether or not he's going to pursue a remedy in the courts. And if he does, then at that point, we would, and my understanding from what we discussed, is that at that point we would dismiss the appeal. But that hasn't happened yet.
Okay, but that's not what the code says. The code says upon filing with any agency or other entity that can grant relief. Otherwise, we're waiting for, I don't know if you realize how slow the EEOC can be, but if we're waiting for months and months and months and back wagers are piling up.
Madam Chair, could I?
Board Member Hansen.
So the appeal was filed with the EEOC, and then my understanding of the process is that the EEOC will investigate the charge and at that point decide whether or not they want to prosecute the charge themselves, which doesn't happen very often, or issue a right to sue letter to Mr. Griffin. And at that point, Mr. Griffin would have to file his suit, I believe, within 90 days. And if he does do that, then we would dismiss the appeal at that point.
I understand, but I think you're acting outside of what the code says. The code says upon filing, upon resolution.
The code says upon filing with an agency that can issue or a court that can issue a remedy. If you just file a charge with the EEOC, the EEOC does not have the authority to issue a remedy because, as we all know, due process requires that both sides have an opportunity to tell their side of the story. So EEOC is just not going to get the charge and say, okay, we've decided in favor of the city or we've decided in favor of Mr. Griffin. There has to be either an administrative agency hearing or litigation in federal court and or state court. And the EEOC, my understanding is that they are going to pursue, what they do is they will pursue the litigation themselves in court, or they will give the claimant the option of pursuing that in court. But the EEOC itself is not going to issue a remedy after they investigate the charge. What they're going to do is they're going to give Mr. Griffin an option to pursue the charge in court or pursue the charge in court with their attorneys.
Thank you, Board Member Hansen. Board Member Heller?
I'm good.
Okay.
But Alice is sad.
I understand that.
And I would submit that that's not the only possible outcome. The EEOC also farms out cases to substantial equivalents, like the State Human Rights Commission. They go through a similar procedure. They have administrative law judges who can grant remedies, all remedies that this board can do. So again, the code mandates dismissal upon filing. not upon resolution?
Well, counsel, they have not filed a charge with the Washington State Human Rights Commission. And even if they did, Mr. Griffin would have the option of pursuing a hearing with an administrative law judge or filing a suit. Now, if he did elect to do that, if he did file a charge with the Washington Human Rights Commission and elect an administrative agency hearing in lieu of a lawsuit, or if he elected to file a lawsuit, then at that point we would say we would have to dismiss.
And all of this discussion is getting past the statement that was made that we'd like to stay this issue. And it's getting a little bit into the weeds, and I'm concerned about the fact that we had discussed that we would stay this and not take testimony where both of you are making it now. And I would prefer that we end this discussion and move on to our counsel.
Do you want me to direct an order reflecting this board's decision to stay so that way the parties can elect to do with that what they will?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that we have the... Alice, would you like to introduce yourself? But please do not go in to the case.
Very well. My name is Alice Phillips. I'm the business manager, financial secretary for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 43, and I represent the plaintiff.
Thank you. We are moving on to other business, civil service coordinator report.
I think the only thing on the agenda was this dismissal, I think.
Actually, no.
Was it?
Thank you. Is this a special meeting? It is a special meeting, not a hearing. So they gave us a full agenda.
Okay, thank you. I apologize.
Not as much as I do. Civil Service Coordinator report, there is none. Human Resource Director report and request, and there is none. Comments by the public, don't you get up. Comments by the board. Any board member comments? None? All right.
Chair Summers?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Would you like to address the lack of agenda items for next week's regular scheduled meeting?
I will. I have a few notes here, so okay. I'm trying to get to them. Excuse me, board members. There are a couple of things that I'm sure you're all aware of. And one is that our human resource director has resigned, and I am very saddened by that information. She's always tried to keep the city's workplace a place of fairness and equity, and we don't always get to see that on the board because we get the appeals and the complaints, but I appreciate very much what you've done for the city. And her departure comes at a time when the board faces a great deal of hostility from the city on a larger scale, from being bounced from this room to allowing a continuance of our scheduled hearing based on Rule 2, hearing dates and distribution of materials, where our coordinator is given authority without prior approval of the board. We need to look at this rule as well as others. And we need to communicate the work the board does to other departments, the city council, and the public. We have not been able to do this since the former city manager made an arbitrary decision to discontinue televising our meetings and with staff that is not available to keep our microphones working properly and doing other technical assistance for us. And this results in an incomplete set of minutes. We are volunteers on this board. Some of us were elected by the public. One was appointed by the city manager. And one is elected by the city employees. We give our time to the city employment picture so that we can continue to make the city of Tacoma a model for other employers to follow. We're not looking for perfection, but always strive to work toward the best practice within our organization. I want to thank Councilmember Ibsen for looking into the room situation, but I find it distressing that I needed to contact him to get results. I am so sorry you're leaving right now. I feel like the board is, frankly, just in a really bad place, and your guidance has helped us along, and I really appreciate it. Your ability to get us information when we request it has been outstanding. And when we forget, and I remind you, it's immediate. So thank you so much for all the work that you've done for us. And I am very sad to see you go. The second issue is there is no action scheduled for our board meeting next Thursday. Because there is no action, can I hear a motion to cancel the meeting for next week?
So moved.
It's been moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Are there any other comments by board members?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Hansen.
I would
welcome back.
I would like to echo Board Member Chair Summers' comments regarding what you've done for us and provided us with information, and you've always put forth a lot of effort to do that, and you've always provided us with information in a very timely manner, and you've always been very cooperative as far as explaining how your department works and why you're doing what you do. So I very much appreciate what you've contributed to the Civil Service Board. So thank you.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, I want to echo your comments and Board Member Hansen's comments and maybe a couple of my own. Probably, Madam Director, probably none of us have been harder on you than myself. I'm probably going to miss you the most. I very much appreciate the job that you've done for us and the city and the charter and all of Tacoma. I think you're going to be greatly missed. And I really regret that we never got around to fixing the residential problem, which you yourself offered up a solution, which I think we're eventually going to adopt, I think. Good fortune in wherever you go and whatever you do from here.
Are there any other comments by board members? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn? I do, in a second. We are adjourned.
So if you can email me that, I'm not sure.
Let it go.
Good. How are you? I guess this wasn't on the calendar.
Oh, we got here.
At all. Yeah, I.